Martin, a dramatic finish to the game. What do you make of it?
Great ending to the game. I thought it was our best performance of the season so far, to be fair. I thought we played really well. I thought that they were a good team as well. And I thought they put in a fantastic effort. They hit the post a couple of times. I think we hit a couple of times. I thought we played some really good football tonight, which is something we've been looking to try to improve. And I just thought it was a great night. And when that goal went in at the end, I was so proud of all those players and all the supporters over the far side that stayed right to the end. And they stayed with the team right through to the end. It was a great feeling. And I'm so pleased for the supporters. I'm so pleased for the players. And, yeah, it was, you know what it's like. It's hard at the moment. 4 games in it in 10 days or something, or other, someone told me. So it's not easy for everyone to be on top form. But we played some great football. We were unlucky not to get ahead. And a great, great result, I'd say. It's a great point, equalising so near the end.
Are you pleased with a point in the end, though, considering how well you played? Or are you a bit disappointed that you didn't actually get all three in the end?
No, when you've got a group of players that work as hard as our team does, and when you've got a group of players that are so conscientious and caring and with a desire that we've got, it doesn't always go right. And I'm always proud of them and always happy with the work that they do. And they are a really, really good, honest bunch. It's another point onto our total. I think we've got 43 to go now, so the countdown's already started. We're doing okay.
When you saw 5 minutes of stoppage time go up and those seconds were ticking by quickly as well, you're still 1-0 down. Did the thought of losing ever come into your mind?
Nah. The only thought was trying to get to the loo. Well, they're relentless. The players are relentless. I said before, they're so fit. They're absolutely fit as. And they just kept going, didn't they? And the subs that came on all done really well. Little Lukey came on tonight and done well. And then Sean Bapp made a big difference to our attack with his pace when he came on. Then we had Nichols playing at right back, and then the Mugs came on for his long throws. So we had a mixture of everything then at that stage. We had centre-forwards playing right back, left-backs playing in midfield, and about 5 centre-forwards on the pitch. But you just know these players just keep going. And I thought we looked a little bit fatigued first half and not as sharp as what we have been. But then in the second half, we really upped the game.
You mentioned the fitness levels there. You named almost an unchanged side, only one change to the side, and that's forced through injury for Michael Gash. But the game coming up on the weekend now against Crawley, will there be any changes into that game as well?
Well, as you bring up the Michael Gash injury, we've had some bad news. Michael Gash is going to be out for a long time. He's got a very serious cruciate knee ligament injury. So he's been an outstanding player for me at Barnet. I'm sure all the supporters would feel exactly the same. He's an iconic figure here at Barnet. He doesn't always get the plaudits he deserves. He's not only a good footballer, he's a really, really nice person. Great to have in the dressing room. So Michael will plan in his surgery as we speak now to get him in as soon as possible. And he's probably going to be out for the remaining of the season.
With that news coming through, is that going to force you to go into the transfer market and maybe get a replacement in?
No, we won't be moving into the transfer market. We've got enough players, we've got strength and depth here, and the chairman's pushed the boat out to get as many decent players in. And no, I don't really. We can't have any more players. We've just got too many players as it is.